Bayerich Shleiminu, Vyach Shosma, the right and the left. That says the Mishnah, the Ginosh applies to both the right and the left. Masis and Tlaik, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, Tengel, and Bayer, Rabbi Huda, and Er. Einoig El Labiach, only applies to one. Which one? Only one of the Gidim. Vadve Hadas and Mechras, Shel Eshel Yimin, it's the right side. Ferek the Gemara, the only one that would get a Nosha.
Masnissen? They didn't start with Masnissen, like Rabbi Huda?
Yeah, so I just said. I'm sorry, but Yosheb of Yisrael. Masnissen, like Rabbi Huda, the mission of Yisrael that it applies to right and left. Masnissen, look, Rabbi Huda, and the Gersness is Dilla, the Dal, right? Dilla, the Gersness is Gimel is right. Dilla, Rabbi Huda, the Demnabriser, Huda, and there. Ein and Noyegel, Labiachas, only applies to one. On which one, the right and left, Hadas Machras, Eshel Yemin. Frakting my Boiluhu, Mifshab, Chile, Rabbi Huda, that it's only the right. Umay Das, that Das Machras, Das Tayo. Vos main das Torah, kidiyot l'kamei, the Gemara is going to say, what it means das Torah? No, it's das over here does not mean what we call das Torah. What we call das Torah is that it's a person is shakua in Torah his whole life. So when you ask him a question, he right away in his mind thinks like the Torah. So you'll ask him, what color shoe should I buy? You'll ask him for an etza. Since his mind is so accustomed to learning Torah, Mimela, his mind thinks in Torah. The male isn't giving. That's what we call. I think it's pretty much what we call das Torah. But that's not what the Mavir means. The Mavir says das Torah means drasha. It means limud. It's a substantial drasha. Idilma of simuk misalkulator. Who do my das means das noita sofik. Noita means when that das nechras that it's the right side. It's not right. It's a sof familiar. You have to near bemixas. The stam anevak imam chaver. Now what's the makar? The whole makar comes from the malach. This is the only halach in the Kol Torah Kula that we have or that comes from Yaakov Avinu. Every single one of the Tariq mitzvahs does not come from Yaakov Avinu. It was given Nachamol at Har Sinai. The only thing in all of Tariq mitzvahs that does not repeat itself after Matan Torah is the Gid Hanoshe. That is the only thing. So here, now what's Rashi? The Stam Hanevakim Chaver Keshu Noisim Yemina L'Smoiloi Chaver V'Chavkoi. When you're wrestling with your friend, and when you put your right hand on the small chaveroy, and you embrace him, yodoy magas me'achayrov ad yerech yeminoy. So when you embrace him, with your right on the left side, your left hand reaches with your right hand, so your right hand touches his left, but it wraps around all the way to the right side of the other person. You got it? If I'm over here wrestling with this Gemara, and here's my right hand, my strong hand. I'm really left, but here's my right hand. I put my hand around the back to stuck the guy. So I put my hand around.
I don't get the whole idea. Look, you don't have the full impact. The full impact. Why? Your full impact is over here. You wouldn't be having impact over
no,
here.
No, when you're wrestling, that's not what wrestling is. Wrestling. You have to go watch wrestling. Go watch WWW, the Worldwide Wrestling Association.
You forgot the F at the end.
What's called that?
Worldwide Federation. World Wrestling Federation.
The World
Wrestling
WF? Okay, so you go all the way around, amazing. You have to go to the back. I thought it was double, fine. It proceeded the web. So here we have, that's what Rashi would be about. That's the Svara, because therefore you go and you wrestle, you go and you wrap all the way around. Therefore, ad yerech yiminoi. Bones. Sinews the Hanoisar, ye sorrowful, the Shisha also on the 6th day of Pesach, either 16th, the Shisha also of Nisan, sorry, on the 6th of Nisan, when do you mean the Karpesach? You mean the Karpesach on the 14th, when you eat it when on the 15th. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, you haven't seen me?
Yeah.
Any rule for you?
No. Tzadik Aleph?
Tzadik Aleph. There's only one Tzadik. Only one Tzadik. It's Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik
Aleph.
Tzadik Hashem. Holy Tzadik. Hashem b'chol d'rochav v'chosti b'chol ma'asaf. And there's also Yosef HaTzadik. No. There's from Limud HaTzadik. Ari Roth, what about him? We'll see tonight. We'll see how he behaves. Weiter. Oi, Dilma, so look at something like, my das, night, da 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 da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da Listen to him. My Avidatayu. Igidi Bosa. Yeah, bones. But this is Karban Pesach. When do you slaughter the Karban Pesach? On the 14th. When is it nice? So when are you not, when are you allowed? The cutoff point, we paskin pretty much with Chatzais. The Seder ends at Chatzais. That's the end.
It's not nice until the morning.
Oh, but it's not nice until the morning. Could you burn in the morning? No. You're not wanted because Yontif. On the 14th. You're makrit on the 14th. Pesach. Exactly, Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. So even though you don't, it's not called nice. It's awesome to eat until Chatzais. After you, then it becomes nice. So when it's in the morning, it's not only in the beginning because the air can eat after. It's like, oh, lump shenach means. But can you burn on day 15? No, you're not allowed to burn nice on Yom Tov. You have to wait until day 16. When you bring the oimer on the next day, you burn it. The bones. The night. The night of the 16th. You can burn the night of the 16th. The Avinabar, it's Cholamoid. It's already the Cholamoid. The Avinabar, Gide, my Avidah. What sinews are you discussing? I Gide de Basar. If they are Gide Basar Lichlenu, why couldn't he eat it immediately? What's the delay? Why did you not eat the Gidin on the night at the Seder of Pesach? The Idiyatur, Hainu Naisa. What's the Chidush? What are you coming to be Mechadish? Because all these things, the bones, that's nice. It says in the list three things. Hagidim vehanoisa. So if it's noisa, you forgot to eat it, then that's called noisa. So it's already nichlal noisa. If the gidin are, if it's bought, you should have eaten it. And if you're not able to eat it, then the other hain noisa ella gidet savar. Oh, it must mean the gidet savar. It's the gid of the neck, which is not edible. It's hard like a rock. It's not edible.
And the noise applies to that. You know,
no, it doesn't apply. No, it's so not. No, it does not apply to it. No, it's not. There's no cars. Noise only applies to the thing that you could have eaten.
But I have to burn it.
Noise, right. Yeah, you have to burn it. Exactly. The bones also. Is there noise in the bone? No. But anything which you can eat is a chiv karis of noise. Anything that is not edible has to be burnt, but there's no chiv karis of noise. What? Next kasha. But what are you talking about? Gidin are not like bones. Bones have to be burned because why? Because really there's marrow inside. That's the difference. A bone has basar inside. So why not crack open the bones and eat the marrow in the bones? Etzem l'yishbulu bo. Unlike when it comes to what?
Other kabbalists.
When it comes to a regular kadashim, there's no prohibition to break the bones. Then you can and you should break the bones to get out the marrow, because the marrow is called dinav noisa. So bones have a dinav noisa b'yatzam. You can't get to the marrow. When it comes to the gidin are rocks. If it's rocks, there's no you're allowed to throw it in the garbage. You gidin don't even what? Need to burn it. What? The sinews, hard veins.
Why are they
veins
hard?
And tendons. They're rock hard. That's what they are. In an animal, they're rock hard. It's not called boss. Therefore, that boss, if you throw it in the garbage, lishtenu. So why do you have to wait until day 16 to burn it? Throw it in the garbage right away. We're discussing the gidin.
When were you supposed to burn it? When were you supposed to burn it?
That's exactly the Chiddush. The Chiddush is
hard. Because they're hard, it's not nice, are you saying?
It's not only is it not nice, right? It's not nice, it's not
basar. It's not nice because it's not basar.
So you can throw it in the garbage.
Right in the garbage.
Immediately throw it in the garbage. And yet, what does the bride say? You have to burn it on day 16.
Yeah.
Why do you have to burn on day 16? Throw it in the garbage today.
At some I understand, and nice, I understand. Yeah, but sure. Gidim, I don't understand. Right?
Because Gidim is going in the garbage. Bones, why do you have to burn the bones? Because the bones, be'etzim, is nicer. Why is the bones nicer? Because there's marrow inside. There's basar inside. Yeah. I can't get to it because I can't break the bones. So I'm stuck with it. Yeah. I'm stuck with it. Yeah. So now it becomes nicer and I burned it on day 16. Regular basar that I leave over is called nicer. Yeah. But what about gidin?
Right.
Gidin is not basar. Garnished. If it's not basar, you should be able to burn it. You should just be able to throw it in the garbage. And yet it says, wait until day 16 to burn it. And for the Gemara, when it says here, gidin, we're not discussing really the gidin tzavar. Because the gidin tzavar, you are correct, you can turn the garbage right away. When it says here, the gidin, it refers to the git hanoshe. The git hanoshe does have a time of basa. This is the sugya. does have a tam of basa. That's the machlokes on yes in the Gemara. Yesh begidin b'nai sein tam. Ain't begidin b'nai sein tam. The Gemara is saying it does have a tam. Ella, we'll be able to have a little bit of a gid and osha, we'll be able to do amar. So what do you mean? What's the way of answering?
Let's see. Playing over here with the H beginning.
The Gemara explains now. How does it apply? Look at Rashi first. Second Bible line. Look at the Masakli. Which one is Muslim's also? In other words, one of the gidin, here's what the point is. One of the gidin is usur to eat. The one that is usur to eat really goes in the garbage. Really goes in the garbage. But there's another one. There's the second one. There are two gidin. There's the right leg and the left leg. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Sufik, is the second gid. We have something on both. There's only one gid that is also to consume. We halacha lemaisa are going to be machmir, and we're not going to eat both gidin misafik, because maybe we don't know which one of the two gidin is the correct gid. All we have from Rabbi Yehuda is that there's only one thing is for certain. There's only one gid that is also. We do not know with certainty which one that is. Therefore, we have to be machmer, and both gidin are going to be prohibited. But each one is a suffix that really we could have eaten, maybe not. We don't know which one to live. We have no choice but to put aside both of the gidin and wait and burn it on the 16th day of Nisan, just in case one of them really would have been permitted for consumption. And the only reason why we are not eating this is because we do not know, and it's nicer. So it makes a lot of logical sense. Why is this? We have instant rice. Rice, two things. There are atzamais, there are gidin, and there's nicer. Atzamais are bones, there's marrow, that's mamish basar. There is nicer, the real deal. Then there's the gid, yesh, the gidin b'nai sein tam. The gid that has flavor indeed is permitted, thrown in the garbage. Because ain, let's assume now, just for the sake of simplicity, ain isr chal al isr. Since the gid is also, you can go in the garbage. But the second gid is basar, has flavor. It's basar, you should have eaten it. Why did you not eat it? Because it's a suffix. That means it might really be nicer. If it's nicer, that's why you can't burn it until day 16. So if in for the Gemara,
according to the suffix, whether it's a gid and usher?
What?
What's the suffix?
Is it gid and usher? Yes.
One side.
The isura lish today, but if you hold like the banim that says it's vaday, so if a raya from this brisa, that's das noita and not das toira. There's no das toira. It's das noita. It's posh, that's going to be motor. The Hachamai is going to be kishuhukru, Lusaf Misar. Very posh, the Balabadish answer. The Balabadish answer is, we're starting the very top, Sadi Yafam Manav, the very, very top. Ravashi, we're up to Ravashi, the very top. Sadi Aleph, Omid Aleph, on the very, very top. The answer, very Balabadish answer is, in the case of going with you, we like the Mandemit, that's Torah. What does it mean, that's Torah? The only one that is also is the right Gira Nosha. The left Gira Nosha is mutter. So why then? So the one that's on the right, throw in the garbage. The one that's on the left, you should have eaten. So why then does it say here in this brisa that you have to wait until day 16 to burn it? The case going with it was an accident. Something went wrong. Something went out according to plan. Two gidin got mixed up. You cannot identify which one is which. There's no choice but to save it until day 16 to burn it. Okay, very balabatish answer. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nitzchah Ela Lishamnoi. The fact. What does that mean? We're going like the man the Amar that says Vaday. It's only the right, not the left. Now here's the issue. Even though it's Vaday, only the right, not the left, and the left, we're not discussing the left, we're only discussing the right, the Tanya. Shandai Mutar, what about the fat of the Gid Anosha? The only Gid Anosha, according to this Mandam, is the right. But the Gid has two components. The Gid itself, the sinew itself, the tendon itself, and then there's fat that surrounds the Gid. Can you scrape off that fat and eat it? Me'ikar Hadin, yes. However, the Yisrael Kidoshim, the Jews are holy people, and Nohagu by Isur Minhag. Minog Yisrael, they did not eat it, but here's the
why,
patch.
Why?
Why? Because they don't want to come close. Sechor, Amar l'nezida. You tell the Nazir to stay far away from the vineyard. Don't take a circuitous route not to come near, because you'll become to be nichshol. If you're going to allow a person to eat this shemen, the shamno yishol yid, he will very easily suffer from the slippery slope syndrome
like today, and come to eat. Today they have filters. Back then, they just told you to stay away from the vineyard.
So therefore, you have to go. Yeah. Therefore, you go. You, therefore, that's the reason why. Mishrok, there's never nagah but yisur. And therefore, mail. What it was? That's halacha. The nagah but yisur. The shamnoi is only asur midrabanan. Therefore, are you allowed to?
You just said a minig.
Exactly.
Right, it's a minig. It's
all. I'm sorry. You're right. It's only a minig. Therefore, because then it's mutter. Meikar hadin it's mutter.
Even midrabanan.
Even midrabanan. It's you're right. Even midrabanan it's mutter. Correct. It's mutter. However, we do not eat it. Therefore, Meikar Hadin, should you eat this on the night of Pesach? Should a person be eating the Shamlei Shalgid Belel Pesach the Seder? Meikar Hadin? We're discussing your current Pesach. That's the case tomorrow. We're discussing your current Pesach. And your Shachar Pesach on your Dalit. On your Dalit Ben Harbam in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you have the Shamlei Shalgid Anosha. Meikar Hadin, should a person be eating the Shamlei Shalgid on the Lel Seder? Yes. Why then are people withholding themselves from eating the Shamlei Shalgid Belel Seder?
Yeah.
Because of the Minag Yisrael.
Yeah.
But can you throw it in the garbage? Can you throw the Shamlei Shalgid in the garbage? No. Can you throw the Gid in the garbage? Yes. The Gid you can throw in the garbage because the Gid is not called
what's
Basar.
The problem with the Shamlei? Yeah.
The Shemen is Be'emes Basar. The Shemen has...
You're not allowed to throw
it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to throw in the garbage. Something which is basar, you're not allowed to throw in the garbage. You have to eat, but we're not going to eat it because of the kishol kedoshimim. So if we're not going to eat it, we're stuck in the middle of the twilight zone. Mitzad echad, we cannot eat it because it is.
That is like a chelik of the animal of the basar
of the gid, the sinew, the gid attached to the gid.
But let's assume there was no such a minig. Why can't you throw it out? It's not basar.
But this is kachim. You are correct. 100%.
Oh, it's
chulin, yes. If it's kachim, you have to eat it. You're not allowed to burn kachim. The lois say you're not allowed to burn kadoshim.
If you leave it over, then the turn is an eitzah.
So then it becomes nicer. So that's exactly what you have to go here with the shamnoi shel gid. The gid itself is a chefza di isura. Menela, it's not even called kachem. You can throw it in the garbage. But the shamnai shel gid.
Oh, the shamnai, I'm sorry.
The shamnai shel gid is be'etzem bosa.
Menela,
you mechuyiv to eat it b'lel Pesach. But I don't want to because of it's the minhag yisrael not to eat the shamnai shel gid. So what can you do? You're stuck in the middle. I'm not going to eat it because of the minhag. I can't throw it in the garbage because Be'etzem it's kosher.
You wait until
day 16. Right. You don't wait until tomorrow. You wait until the first day of Chol Hamoed. And then you burn it.
Correct.
Okay?
In America, correct.
Because they're 2 days of Chol Hamoed. There's no Karban Pesach in America. Vaita. Tanya, the Rabbi. Now it comes. We already so far two answers. Balabatish answer. And now we have a lot of answer.
But what was the kasha?
The kasha was, it says in the Rabbi, so that the Shamnoi, the gid, which we learned to mean, it refers to the gid anasha, has to be burnt on day 16.
Yeah.
Question: why does it have to be burnt on day 16? Manavshach, the gid is either chefsa the isur, which is destroyed, which is going to be thrown in the garbage, or it's mutter lechatchila. The gid.
Why would it be mutter?
There are two gidin because this gemara is holding. There are two gidin. There's the right and the left, and this gemara is following a Yehuda that says only one gid is. Osir, and the other is mutter.
Which one is that?
That was the question. The right.
That's how we paskin. That one. It's only one gid. It's not.
I don't know how we paskin. I do not know the answer. How we paskin. I don't know the answer. Let's see. Let's see what it says here in the Vaita. From over here, it says the answer number three.
It's a big gid. It's a long gid.
I don't know. No. I never saw it. I have no idea what it is. Mm. Probably in the picture books. Over there, the Sikha Schumer probably has a picture of what it looks like. Ravina Mar, Lo Nitzcha, Ella, Lichad Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel. Do you ever get a wish for another? Answer number three.
I wish I could have to get a wish.
Be very careful to say that.
It's not the Pasha.
The whole Sugya behind that. What the Ravina Mars, it's a different Mars of Omar. Ravina in the number three, Ravina, Lushka, Ella, Lichra, Yuda Mar, Shmuel. The Amar, Yuda Mar, Shmuel, Schneegin, Hain, there are two Gidin, and it's in the Gid itself, in the right. Let's assume that on the other side, there's only one that's going to be us, is the right side. Let's look like the man, the Amar, the town that says that it's Das Taira. Only the right. The left is Mutu Lichatchila. So the left, the eighth, Lil Peseda. The right, you have to throw in the garbage. Yeah, but even the right, it's listed as a posha. Because in the right, there are two different sinews that extend in the area of the leg. So the one here says, Shnei Gidenhein, Pinimi, Samuch Le'etzen. There's one that's near the bone. Also, that one is Issa. Also, V'chayav Nolav Allah. There's Issa de'araisa. V'chitzoin, the one that's the outer gid. Samach lebasser also with ein chayav in the law. Oh, so therefore there's a gewaldic answer. Therefore,
it's also, but you're not chayav.
Also, with the rabbanon, it's also mishum minin. And mainly, you have no choice. You start nishtahi nishtahe, which in Iraq and the harpers, you have to let it sit until it becomes noise and burn at age 16. So this answer is even better. Now this is the shamnoi shel gid. We're discussing the gid itself.
The outer gid.
The gid itself. In the gid, the branches. There's a branch. Two different stats of them. Tashma, next raya, acham, next halach, acham, shmoinim. What is the case that we are discussing? When you get shmoinim, a person eats two things. What is the case? What's the case?
He eats one kazayas of something
that's awesome. So here it implies that we're talking about the git. The right and the left. The right and the left. Let's assume, yes, Shtelamas. So the Gemara assumes now two different states of forgetfulness. A person who was warned twice. Let me make it very simple. A person, he ate the git on the right side, and they before he did so, they warned him, do not do so. And then he ate again the left side, and they warned him, do not do so. So they warned him the Hasra twice. Two separate, today and Monday, they warned him on the right side, and Tuesday they warned him on the left side. So how many sets of Malchus does he get? He gets 80, two sets of Malchus. What are you talking about? This is a Machlokes, only according to the Mandem that says that the Kaif and the Gid on both the right and the left.
Right.
Toshma Ochal Mizeh Kizayis U Mizeh Kizayis.
One on the right, one on the left.
Rabbi Loimer Ein Esefik Elar Bohim. You only get 40. Now what's going on? Why do you even get 40? Why do you even get 40? Iyamarta. Let's see the Gemara. How the Gemara words the question. Iyamarta Bisham Mifshab Shilu Shabi Rabbi Yehuda. We had a whole dilemma. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only on the right side. The Gemara had a dilemma. When Rabbi Yehuda says it's only on the right side, the dilemma was, is this Das Torah or is this Das Noita? Das Torah means it's Vadai. It's a drasha, right only, left nothing. Or
so,
is it
so we haven't brought any Das Torah.
We haven't brought the drasha yet. The Gemara will bring the drasha at the end of the Gemara. But we had a dilemma.
Why would we read that right in the beginning?
Whatever, that's a dark of the Gemara. The Gemara, you can't ask Kasha, the Gemara has its reasons, whatever the reasons are.
Why are you throwing the word Das Torah?
That's what the Gemara said. That we start Das Torah.
Das Torah is not what you think is Das Torah. Das Torah is we have a riot.
If you just look back at the Gemara, we started the Gemara today.
Okay, that was in the bathroom.
The Gemara, that Das, look at the second one. You see the previous stuff, and towards the bottom where the two dots are, by Yerach HaShal Yemin and Yerach HaShmol. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. And then the Gemara, Yiboy Luhu, Umay Das, Das Torah, Udil, Musu, Zilu, Das, Das Noita. The whole Gemara today. He's back already. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, I have it. My Das Torah. Oi, Demo. That's what you're saying?
Das Torah.
Masnit, like a.
Das Torah and Das Noita. The Gemara's discussion was, it's in a nutshell, very, very quick.
What's the difference? Yeah.
The nutshell. That's
how you bring her up. Yeah.
In the nutshell is, the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda says a Chiddush. Not like the Mishnah. You only chayif gida nosha for the right side of the animal, not the left side. Okay? Then the Gemara's question is, Rabbi Yehuda certain only the right, not the left? Or Rabbi Yehuda, when he said this statement, right, now left, it's a suffix. And it's mistaver to be that case, but it's not a vadai. If you hold that it's a vadai, it's called Das Torah. If you hold it's a sofik, it's called Das Noita. When the Gemara says the word Das Torah, it means we have a drasha, which the Gemara will discuss soon.
You mean Rabbi Yehuda has a drasha today? It's on the right side.
Now, that's not the way we use the word Das Torah in society. The Gemara, when it says Das Torah, means one thing only. I have a drasha. Halacha, exactly. We don't use the word. It's a modern invention. Das Torah, the Agudas Yisrael invented. I have a whole shiur by Rabbi Kefet. Gans shiur.
Oh, Rabbi Kefet is another one of your favorites.
Okay. And Das Noita means, I'm assuming.
A suffix. It's not, there's no drasha. It's a boich svara. Okay? It's
but
a.
What prompted him to say that, the right side?
Rashi explained, because when you wrestle with the Rashi, because when you wrestle with the Malach, Vayeovek Ish Imoi.
Yeah.
You ever go to a wrestling match? The WWF Association? Me. The Worldwide Wrestling Federation?
Wait, that's all fake. Next. That's staged.
How do you know these things? How do you know these things?
You used to watch.
I'm just joking.
Because when you wrestle with someone, what do? You put your hand around their body. Make believe I'm wrestling with this seltzer bottle. When I wrestle, what do I do with my right hand, my strong hand? I put my hand around its back.
Yeah.
I wrap my hand all the way around. Yeah. And I give a zetz.
Right.
So where do I give a zetz?
On the right
side of my victim. He's facing me. Wrestling means I put my hand around the back. I hug him.
So it's like a svara. Oh,
boom. On the like right side.
Twice before I hug you next time.
What?
So he's saying like a... He's saying a svara. Yeah,
Vaita.
He's saying a svara. That's what that's night
means. Vaita, yeah? The gemara. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's like svara, a svara.
Exactly. What we call today Das Torah is really Das Night.
You know what's fascinating?
What's
fascinating is that when Yaakov and Esav met, he said he wanted to bite him on the neck.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
this is the Sashal Esav.
No, yes, we're talking about Sashal Esav.
I understand. But why wouldn't he do a damn? Why would you have to bite somebody? You do damage with your hand. I dime you, dime day. So
those Yeah. Very good. I think he opened a murder kasha. Everything with the Sar Shal Esav is just foreshadowing what's going to be with Yaakov Avinu.
Exactly.
And if the Sar Shal Esav was Vayeovek, so Esav should have come to Yaakov midin Vayeovek. And he came to midin biting. What's the pshat? Very good kasha.
You know what happened? American happened is his
teeth fell out. Or he turned to marble. Turned to marble in his neck.
Yeah.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu.
They say marble is like the most...
the hardest. Not, no, it's not the hardest. Marble actually is soft.
One of those.
That's why they get stained. Yeah, that's why they get stained.
No, it's on the contrary. If anything falls on marble, you gotta go ask the ladies.
If they have a bathroom of marble, marble toilet, be very careful.
We have marble.
You only get 40. Now, Iyamarta, Mishab Shilal Shabbat's Pashna makes a way get 40. Why do you get 40? Why do you get 40? If you look on the right side, it's Das Torah. So the right one, for sure, you're going to get Malchus. So the left, you get zero.
Correct.
Eliyamarta, Sifuki Misafkule, Havlasra Safir. Each one is a Safik. Which one is the one you get Malchus on?
So therefore,
when they warn him on Monday, it's a Safik. When they warn him on Tuesday, it's a Safik. Zero. It's zero because each one is a Sra Safik.
So you hear from here, you see it's Das
Torah. Torah, Givaldik. The Shulam Rabbi Huda Diyam Asra, Sadi Losh Masra. The Tanya, how do you know you're the Tanya Limbar? So he gets the Zeh. Let's say a person has two fathers. You have two fathers. You don't know who the father is. A baby was born, a woman remarried 7 months after the husband died.
No, what's that? We're talking about the animal.
Six months.
Less than 3 months. You didn't wait the full 3 months.
That's what I meant. 3 months.
We're talking about an animal.
No, a human being. A man has a son who his father is. How can you have a son who his father is? Because the mother got divorced. She did not wait 3 months. Within 3 months, she married someone else.
Correct.
And then she had a baby 6 months.
Yeah.
Shail is this baby a 6-month-old baby to husband number two, or is it a 9-month baby to husband number one? So you don't know who the tata is.
Right.
And now he goes and he kills one of the tatas. And before he kills him, the witnesses said, if you kill him, Michaev Misa. Hasra Safik. We don't know who the father is. Or they kill, or they curse him.
What's halacha?
Halacha, he gets off the hook. What? Blood.
Right.
Blood. The Tanya.
It talks about hitting, yeah.
Hitting is only blood. Hika, as they can be a dentist for your father. The whole shock can be a dentist for your father. Cause blood.
But it
says
you have nobody else. Like
then you can do it.
Taking out of splints, whatever.
Everything's not like this. Everything's machlekes. The end of the shayla, just say machlekes and you're safe.
Not everything. Vaita. Eating chalom.
It's also machlekes. What bach you make on chalom? Not so pasha. Hika is zev. V'achaz v'igaz zev. Kila zev. V'achaz v'igaz zev.
They
both. So the guy says, I want to blame my parents for all my problems. I'm not sure which father is my father. I'm not sure which one my father is. So therefore, both of them have to go. Both suffer.
Boy, curses.
What's this thing about?
Oh, because then there's one asra. Because then they tell the guy, Manavshach, don't kill them both. If you kill them both, Manavshach, you're killing your father. So he's a shayla, even that may be called Hasra Sadi. Because Hasra Sadi means that there has to be a vadai. A chemso di isu that you can define in terms. Just because you're doing it both in Vasachas, maybe that's also a chesson in the Vasachas. So Lamashah Gemara, what's Pshat Hasra Sadi? Is the Pshat, if you do the Vasachas, so a new Manavshach he killed? Even that's a chesor vasachas because you have to define the iser. Definition is the name of the chefza or the name of the gavra. You hear the lomnis? Vaitanya. Higazem, chosen higazem. Even say you have to add one word in the Gemara. Even EVN. Kiko shnei vasachas.
That's a third. I'm example.
Third gear. Oishe kilel shnei vasachas.
Chayikus. One time, say it again. Shnei vasachas means
one shot. You take out with one shot. With one stamping, you one.
But this, what, there was Asra? Both,
yes, the Asra, yes.
Okay.
So what's halacha according to the Tanakama? Yeah. Tanakama says Yechayiv.
Really?
The Tanakama holds Hasra, Safik, Shmo, Hasra. Good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. He's one of our Gemara. He holds. Oimer Vasachas Chayev. No, he holds Enoch. If you're going to kill two fathers in one shot, you're right. Because then it was one Maisa. It's the din of the Gavra. They warn you, and you're doing one Maisa. And one Maisa, you're killing both fathers. Even though you cannot define the Chefsud the Isuda, but since the Maisa was one Maisa, Yarasra, Yechayev. But Bezeh.
Why does he differentiate between Vasachas and one?
Because it's a din of the, it's a din of the Gavra. The Hasra is a din in the Gavra. If the person knows what he's doing is wrong, he's Chayev. Even though the object that you need to be Chayev is itself a Safek. So therefore,
but if he does one after another, why is
then for sure it's no good? Because then even your Maisa is a Sabbath. The ganze Maisa is a Sabbath. Because I'm only killing one father. This might not be the real father. The other one might be the real father. So you have to do two different Maisas, and each Maisa was preceded by a separate Hasra. That's the classic Hasra Sabbath.
Wow. And Vasachas, on the other hand,
it's one Maisa. It's one Maisa. I know he's killing both fathers in one shot. So one of Shach. Either one of them is for my father.
Oh.
So I did one Maisa.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh.
Or do we say even that you can say it's a chesed, because even that you cannot define the chesed of the Yisura. So right.
So what's the
kasha? So we see the klal. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hasra Sofik Lo Shema Hasra. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hasra Sofik Lo Shema Hasra. And when it comes to Gid Anosha, so Gid Anosha, it says here in the Brisa, you get 40. Why do you get 40? You should get 0. Because you ate 2 kizesim bezeh achar zeh. And the male, each one is Hasra Sofik. So you should get 0.
Oh, my God.
How can you say you get 40? And for the one with high time, Sofik, you'll cut time to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis. What? Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going now to the other time of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a different time of Rabbi Yehuda. And what does he say? Dem Hasra Sofik, Shema Hasra. It's good enough. Where do we find another version of Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, stay in the Torah. Loisi, we're not a boiker. Van Noiser, we're not a boiker. So, don't leave over. If you leave over, you shall burn it. You shall burn it. What is the pasuk coming to by telling you shall burn it? Barkos litin asay achal loisa asay loy mashen loy kina love devre Rabbi Yehuda. So, what is he telling you? The only reason, achverakwa, you're not going to get malchus for noiser is because
it's
a lot. But if not for that principle, will you get malchus?
Yeah.
Yes. Why will you get malchus? How is your hasra? How can you ever warn a person? How can you ever warn a person? Sir, don't leave over that. Don't leave it over. No leftovers tonight. So is that called a hasra? No, because 10 minutes later, you can eat it. 10 minutes later. So there's another reason why you're not going to get malchus. So why does Rabbi Yehuda need to come onto the Talmud? It's because it's a lav hanita. Clearly I say there's a more fundamental reason. It's because it's hasra safik. You hear? It's hasra safik. The fact that that's not the reason, it must be because this version of Rabbi Yehuda holds hasra safik shema hasra. It's not the reason. This is the third time. It's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. You just do nothing. So the bottom line is, someone gives you a question. Someone will challenge you in the gas. Why don't you get malchus for noisa? There are three answers. You don't get lav for noisa. Number one, it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. It's a lav hanitikli asay. And it's hasra safik. Three reasons. Okay, Toshma. And he holds it's a lot. He holds because I need to say, which implies that hasra safik is shema. That's not an issue. That's not a problem. So therefore, we're back with the kasha. So therefore, the Gemara leaves it hanging. The Gemara appears to conclude at the end of the Gemara, we have a shtark kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. We have a lachora raya das teire. It's nish das noite, it's das Torah. The fact that he holds he's getting one set of malchus holds. That's the answer. He holds hasra safik, shmo hasra. That's why you get malchus. We have no raya. From this brisa, does he hold das Torah or does he hold das noite? Even if he'll hold it's das noite, you can still get one set of malchus because hasra safik is shmo hasra. I don't know which one I'm chayiv for. I don't have to know. You don't have to, as long as you do them all. As long as you cover all of the possibilities You're gonna get malchus.
Only 2 pounds of both.
Exactly. So you have 2 pounds of both. So as long as you did them both, even though each one by itself was a hasra sofik,
uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. You've covered the possibility. So he holds hasra sofik shmasra. This brayso.
So we still don't
inconclusive. We're back to the dilemma. Das teire or das neiter? Weiter. Toshma. Next sugya. This is the sugya. Ah, isn't it geschmack about das teire? Don't you feel like electrified? Electrified.
Where is the rishis you?
Tashma.
Ah, it's back. Baruch haba. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Tashma. Ochal, the avira, the America is m'shuna now, right? Tashma. Ochal, shnei gidin, b'shnei yireichos. A person needs 2 gidin from 2 different yireichos, b'shnei behemos. Ah, look at this aside. This is Mardi Gemara. 2 behemos. Nisht zelba behema. 2 behemos. Seifek shmoinim. Tanakam, that's poshet, right? Poshet. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. Eina seifek el arba. We're going to get 40. 2 different behemos. And 2 yureches. Now it does
needs,
not.
Both. Wow.
Now we don't know the right, the left. What happened over here? But we all know they 2 because they 2 different behemos. So bid the kamar mishnei yureches mishnei behemos pshitin the tarvai liyisura. The fact that it says that they're both that it's from 2 different animals. So l'chayr that means they're both vaday also. You've done one avera. You've done one avera. And according to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi says you're going to get malchus. You're going to get malchus. You know, so you know, the zil is like, you know, it's like in 2 kizaisim. It's like eating 2 kizaisim of chalev in one shot. If someone gives a hasra, don't eat chalev, don't do that. And he eats kizayis number 1, and then he eats, I want a second portion. Waiter, please bring me out a second portion of chalev, a second zayis. How many malchus does he get? 1. We did an avera multiple times under the umbrella of 1 hasra. He gets 1 set of malchus. So eating 2 kizaisim of gid anosh from 2 different animals is dol bazach. Now Rabbi Yehuda says you also get malchus. The Tanakam holds it. Tanakam is very machmir. Tanakam, we don't know his lum. This is not important for now. It's not our sugya. He wants to get 80. Each animal creates a naya chalois iser. Okay, each animal. So you get 80 according to the Tanakam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get 40, you get 1. Like,
one second, how do you know there was only 1 asra here?
That's what it says. That's the pashtus. Because it does not say. If it would be 2 asra, then it would mention it. When it doesn't say 2, it means there's 1. There's 1 asra. And it's 2 gidin, 2 behemoths. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have 1 set of malchus.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? You can get nothing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to learn the tzad, das loika, nisht, das Torah. So every single time a person eats 1 gid, it's suspect. This might not be the gid that you're supposed to eat.
So 1 second, when he says he eats get enough from both animals, from both yureichim, and don't get his.
No,
he eats 4 sets
from
of gid.
One of the yureichim, 2 yureichis.
Oh.
So, and we are assuming now in the Hava Amina, he eats the same side. He eats from both animals, either the left
or the right.
So it's exactly the same thing.
So if you learn das
and
night,
what does he say? He says you get malchus. But if you learn das night, you shouldn't get it. It's zelba, you should get nothing because it's always suffering. So what then do you see? He holds you get malchus. It must be because he holds that zvadayasar. And 2 gidin from 2 behemoths, like 2 kizaisi chelev, you're going to get 1 to the malchus. Zaraya das toira. Not das neiter, it's a vada yisur. Rabbi Huda, so the Gemara says the right the surah. Ule bin yisrachle, shma mina mishab shilay. And the Gemara says neiter v'ayim shma mina. The Gemara says correct. The Gemara says I bow before you. You are correct. This is a murdik araya. The fact that you're getting over here of malchus vada, this is das teira. That the right gid is for sure also. Fregdim really. You should be like Rabbi Tantan Rabban. You should get 80. The Gemara says, "Hachamai is going to less beik zayis." The case here is going where? It's an old machlokes. I think we listen Shabbos Kodesh. We learned the Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Tetzave at 4. The time we lived was exactly 4:30.
I mean, 2 weeks ago.
4:32. And 16
not
seconds.
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
No, last Shabbos.
No, last week,
Kisisa. So you made a mistake. Paris Kisisa. Shalim was here. We learned the
and
sugya.
I wasn't here.
We're learning the sugya. The sugya was going to Les Le Kizayas. There was no Kizayas. The Talon of Raisa.
From both, there was no
from beats, so why Chayav then? The Talon of Raisa. Cholavim, a Kizayas, Chayav, Tanakam, Chayav, why? It's a Bria. It's a Dover, it's a Bria Bifne Atzma. The Gid is Davar Shalem.
Who's it? The Tanakhama says this.
Tanakhama says this. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, remember, actually, Rabbi Kazayis says this. And therefore, why do you get the Malachim? Because you need to combine them together to shear the Kazayis. The Rabbana hold that even though each one by itself is less than a Kazayis, since it's a Davar Shalem.
Ah, so you're talking about the previous Brisa? Bria. Eat from two, right? It's talking about a half a Kazayis and a half a Kazayis. You could be Mitzadar.
Right. Now, I have a Kash.
One second, Yehuda says you can't.
You have to Kazayis. He does not hold in a Bria. He does not hold that the Gid is a Bria
Bifei Atzma. Why can't you even start from that?
You can. That's what it says. You can. That's exactly what he says. If you have a Kazayas.
And therefore you only...
One Malchus is one Kazayas. Now I have a Kasha.
Oh, I see.
What?
The other Mandoma.
No, he holds that it's a Bria Bifei Atzma.
That's why you get two.
Even though each just one was down. Less than a Kazayas. And there's an obvious Kasha here.
If you are smaller than a Kazayas, you have to make a Bracha Chreina.
You need a whole thing. You don't pass like that.
No, but we're choishes.
Yeah, that's what has to be made to you. You can't invite to
you. No, therefore they say grapes. You should eat a cluster. You should eat like 7 or 9 grapes.
But let's
grapes.
Say you eat one grape. You can't
make right, a bracha.
Yeah, make a bracha. You should make a
bracha. Okay.
The Gemara is obviously judging the Kasha. It's such a simple, fundamental question. It says here, there's who's in Chai 40. Why can't the case be that animal number 1 you ate the right, and animal number 2 you ate the left? So if you ate the right from number 1 and the left from number 2, that's the equivalent of the previous Gemara where you ate both of them. If you ate both of them, one of Shachichan, you cover all the possibilities.
You're talking about a half a Kazayis or a Kazayis?
No, a whole Kazayis. That was the answer. Why do we need to come on? Why do we need to come on to it's less than a Kazayis? Say, the Velt's Kash, why can't you say that the case here is going where you have two animals? Animal number 1 ate the right, animal number 2 ate the left. So you cover all sides. No, so the part, because since the
but that's the reason why he says you're only Chayiv
once. At least you Chayiv once.
I see what you're saying.
The Kash will be Chayiv 0. Even if you'll say Das Neite, it's a Sophic, but Manavshach, I eat the right from this left. So you have to say one of two answers. One answer is too much of a Chiddush to say. And the second answer is Pasha. The second answer is to say that since the Brayis is, the words of the Brayis is, if you ate two Kizesim, you ate two Gidin from two different animals, since the Brayis did not say the words, the right from animal number 1 and the left from animal number 2, you have no right to put those words into the Brayis and say that's the case. You have a right to assume.
That's not the question. The question is why didn't we tell us that case? That's the question.
That case, Lachar is Pashtim, maybe because that's the previous case. The previous case, we discussed that case. What was the previous case? Where you ate both the right and the left. Right, it says you ate from the right and from the left. Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayif. Why Yechayif? It's not called Hasra Safik. It was Bibas Achas. It's not called Hasra even if it's not Vachas, even in two different settings, he holds Hasra Safik, Shmo Hasra. I ate from the right, the left, Man of Shacham Chayif. So why don't we go and say the case of the Zelba Zach over here? I have two animals. So animal number 1 from the right, animal number 2 from the left. Correct? So in Mela, you put the two together. So Manavshach, it's either the right or the left. I'm done. I'm chayef. So the answer is because since the Braisa says ye ate two yirechos, mishnei behemos, from two animals, it doesn't make any mention this was the right, this was the left. The simple reading of the words the Brayis appear to allow itself to be interpreted, you ate from both animals the right, or from both animals left. Two lefts or two rights, don't go start mixing and matching, because it doesn't say that. Don't add words into the Brayis that does not say. Or, here comes some heavy, heavy chidushim, which you need a brisker enough to say, and that is, maybe it depends on the animal. When Rabbi Yehuda says, das noite, what does he mean? Sometimes an animal's a lefty. Sometimes an animal's a righty. How do you know that this animal, and this, if you have one animal, I eat both of the yerechois, manavshach, I eat the right and the left. But if I have two animals, and one from the right, one from the left, maybe yimin, yismoldi day, yimin da alma. Who says it? Each animal, maybe you have to judge each animal differently, for different conditions, that allow itself to enter into the picture to judge differently. So when you want to go to two different animals, you're crossing the line already. You can't. Maybe in halacha it was two rights or it was two lefts. Something along those lines. That's a very chiddush to say. That you need to dwell upon. That's some good topic to go right up for you to say Shabbos morning in Rabbi Kahn Shul.
I have too many. You're getting too many jobs already. Too many. I'm busy already for the next few years.
He's busy. You're making it too busy.
Vital. You
gave me enough for the next few years.
It's a good shir to say in JetBlue. You go down to... Weiter.
Nee.
Weiter. Taira. Now, finally, we want to know Das Taira. This is the Makar. Where do you know Das Taira from? This is the Makar, Das Taira. What's the Drasha? I told you, today, what we call today, what the Gemara, what we call today Das Taira is what the Gemara calls Das Noita. Mamash, Mamash, I'm not making this up. What we call today is a Svara. And here, the verse Das Taira means you have a limud. You have a makar in Chazal. The time am I. What's the, what is it? Amar Rav, Amakra. Ha Yorech. What will be Das Taira? What's the drasha? The Hey Hayidia. Ha Yorech. The right. What's He always mean? Always means the Miyumin.
We doesn't say the
Hey Hayidia. Ha Yorech. Ha Yorech. Passing in the Taira. Ha Miyumenesh Ba Yorech. Yeah, the right. V'rabbanon. How do they respond? How do they respond to the word?
So, a second. So, that's the reason it's Das Taira.
That's Taira, right. We're now on Das Taira. V'rabbanon, who did really holy, Yichayev, the left and the right. Yichayev, if he doesn't, Yichayev, if he does on both sides. Ahu de Pashit Isure Bukula Yorich. Lafu Yichita, no, because it means like we said before. In the Gid itself, both on the right, on the left, there is a branch. There is a subsidiary. There is a sniff. There is a tolda. There is a what's it called?
We got the idea.
Yeah. There's a secondary thing, right? Rabbanon,
a subordinate.
What does the Rabbanon say? That what?
The Rabbanon say that you have on the right and the left, but in the Gid itself there are branches. In the Gid itself, both on the right and the left, there are branches.
Yeah.
So you only chai for the Iker branch. You're not chai for the side branch.
Where's the side branch?
You have to look at the picture. I don't know. The outer Gid not. Only the inner one, right along the bone. I don't know what these things are, but whatever it is, only there are branches of the Gid. Only the Iker Gid along the inside, that's where the Mechiv, the Chiv, the Chiv.
Oh, we just said this before.
Right.
One second, the inside, not the outside.
Exactly.
Inside with
so that's the
that comes in contact with the bone.
The Hey Haidia is teaching you only the Gid that's along the Iker bone, not the Gid that's along on the outside. Vita.
I mean, Quantar Rabban, that's how they would touch
right,
up.
Right, exactly.
That even the left... But
even
only,
the Levi only on the Iker and the Tafel. Rabbi Yehu Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Amar Kron, new pasuk. Going back to another Naya Makar. What's the Makar? The Hey of Koyimo.
You mean Deloy, bro? What do you mean, Deloy?
You're not Chayif. You're part of Midaraisa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no Chiv Deraisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, going back to that's the Das Torah. What is the Das Torah? Here it comes.
We just said, Ayara.
Another Drasha.
Oh, okay.
Another opinion. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Amar Kron, Behe of Koyimoy. What does it mean? A person that chokes. A person to wrestle. Chayvik means to choke. It means really to choke.
No.
Mechanic.
No, that's
you're right. You are correct. I made a mistake. You are correct. It means to embrace.
That's right.
Chibuk. Chayvik means to hug. You are correct. They made a mistake. Chotosi or Visi Poshati. Adam Shechayvek es Chaveray. Person braces his friend, the Yodai Magas, the Kaf Yemino Shel Chaveray. In order to understand this, you have to have an illustration. We welcome you tonight to the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Vaita. Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar. It means Kigoin. Everything has a purpose in this world. Only because we are prisoners is because we watch those. We're now being Judifying. We're now being Malu Mitzaytzeis. That we nichshol in our younger years. Weiter. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Yomar, Kigoy, Nid Meloy. Oh, now we do Dvar Gadita. When the Sar Shel Esav, when it appeared to Yaakov Avinu, what did he look like? Do we have a picture? Let's go to the videotape. What did it look like? Instant replay. It's a goy. He looked like a shegetz. A goy did Meloy. The Amar Yisrael Shenit Baloy. Guy by
Yaakov thought he was a guy.
He was a guy. A Yisrael shenit. How do you know he's a guy? Because what happened? Because he was hit on the right side. Why was he hit on the right side? Yaakov Avinu, he maneuvered when he saw this creature in front of him. So what are you supposed to do when you see a guy on the road? When you're going on the road and you see a guy, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to shenit baloi guy b'derech toifloi liyaminoi. You bring him to the right side. You push him. That the guy should now be liyaminoi, should be on your right side.
Could you explain that?
The street, you should be on the left.
Could you explain that again?
If you meet a guy, now this is subject to a lot of interpretation. Let's say Rashi learns. It's not so possible.
Very interesting.
You're walking on the street, And now you come face to face with the guy. Listen to Rashi. Rashi says, "Gagoy did meloy." Kesavah hoyaku yachu goy. Utufalo liminoy. You push him. Tofel. You make him a subordinate. Tofel.
Push the guy.
Basically, you make him a tofel. You make the guy into, you're the ikor, and he is the tofel. How do you make him to the tofel? You put him in a weaker position. What is the strong position? What's the strong side of a guy? The guy's right side.
Right.
So therefore, if you have let's make two different objects. We have two cups. We have over here the you and the guy. So now the guy, what is the guy's? They come face to face. Face to face. What is the guy's stronger side? This side. This side is the stronger side.
Right side.
Yeah, the stronger side. This is the stronger side where the X is. So now the Yid comes, you make him a Teufel. Now where is the Yid's stronger side? The Yid's stronger side is this side, is the right. Gesundheit. You push him to the right, you push him to your right. He should now be on your right. You maneuver yourself where, like chess, you go here. If you go here, so you're over here, here is your right, here is your right, and here is the guy on your right side.
Yeah.
And why is that an advantage? Rashi explains. Teufler li yaminoi, gesundheit. Gesundheit. Chazaka.
G'day.
Teufler li yaminoi, nechabroi li yaminoi. Why?
No, where it says
rechabroi, k'day shi yimzum l'akzoi? Uva yorech l'si romzoi, k'goy nimoloi, k'sav goy, utefolo li yaminoi. Why? You should be prepared to grab him by the neck, to grab him in case he starts out with you. So why is that an advantage? Now we understand why he hit him on the right side. He's explaining what happened. This is not like what it said in the Gemara before. Okay, the way we learned the Gemara before, the first Mandyama says face to face, right? And he wrapped his right hand around on the left. This is the left, right? All the way around to the X. Yaakov Avinu's right is here. He wrapped all the way around. In this interpretation, it doesn't mean that. It means like this. It means you're face to face. When a guy is in front of you, what do you do? When a guy is in front of you, you go like this. Why do you go like this? Just in case the guy makes trouble, you want your right hand to be available to grab. Okay? If he's standing in front of you, if he's standing in front of you, is he sitting in front of you? Can you grab him? Doesn't grab. If he's sitting right in front of you, where's your right hand? Over here.
And his right hand is across.
His left hand is across.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But you can't grab him. There's nothing to grab. He's right in front of you. You have to go. If you are over here and he's over here, your power is available to grab him very easily, because you have his whole body in front of you. He has his left, which is the weaker side. You have the right. You're in a stronger position. Look, if I'm standing here and he's standing here, who is in the stronger position? Who? This guy. Why is this guy? Because this is the right side. And this is the left side. This is the weak side. This is the strong side. It's my strength up against his weakness. Got it? So then what then did the Malach do? He outsmarted Yaakov Avinu. He went and he thrust his arm into his thigh. Which thigh did he thrust his arm into? The right. The right side. Because that's the only side that's available. So how then do you know that the Gid HaNoshe is the right side? Because since the Messiah shall Esav appear to Yaakov Avinu in the guise of a guy, and Yaakov Avinu follows Shulchan Aruch, and when you're going under, when you come across the guy, you're supposed to go and maneuver yourself.
You mean in general, always?
In general, when you're going on the road and there's a head-on collision between you and a guy, you're supposed to go and move to your left. When you move to your left, that way the guy is Teufloi Liyaminoi, he's on your right side, so your right hand is up against his left hand. Oh, so that's where the position. And then what happened? The Sar Shalesev outsmarted Yaakov Avinu. He thrust out his arm to attack him. And where did he attack him? On Yaakov's right side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how we know it. Okay, you got it?
It's like he sort of dislocated the thigh.
Yes. Let me repeat it for Rav Shola. Yaakov Avinu was walking with the guy, leading the guy. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go and move to your left. Why? What is the advantage? When you move to your left, what now is available to attack
your
the
right?
You're right. What is he available? His left. It's your right against his left. Good? That's what you're supposed to do. You come face to face, go to your left. When you go to your left, now your right hand is available to fight against the guy, and the guy is in a weaker position because he has available only his left hand. Correct?
I don't see why he has his left hand. And here's my right, and he's coming around. They both have their rights. Same right that he has.
Doesn't. Right now, they're equal. Correct? They're equal right now, face to face. I have a right hand, you have a right hand. No one is in a better position. If I move to my left, so where is my stronger hand? Show me, where is my stronger hand? Here. Where is his weaker hand? No, where is the guy's weaker hand? He's facing this direction. What are you talking about? Where is the guy facing?
So
nobody understands.
Where's his right hand? The right hand is in the same place that this guy's
exactly.
Right hand.
Exactly. That's the reason why I couldn't figure out.
I made a mistake. Maybe what it means then, what?
Because you know what the guy's wrong when he starts yelling.
Thank you very much. I always can rely upon you for chizuk, for inspiration, words of inspiration.
So what's the pshat? What's the strategy for him?
What?
What's the pshat?
What do you say? Now what?
So what's the strategy for him going to?
So I give two answers. Number one is better your right hand be up against his right hand because at least you have strength. If you're like this, you're neutral. Correct?
Yeah.
You're neutral. There's no, I don't have any strength. If I go like this, at least I have a right hand that's right up against him. He also has a right hand that's up against me. That is correct.
Yeah.
But at least my right hand is still available to attack. I have a better chance to fight. You want your right hand to be in the best position possible. It's true. By going like this, you're also giving him an advantage because his right hand is now up against me. But listen, I would rather be at my top of my game when my enemy is at the top of his game better than be not top of my game when my enemy is not at the top of his game. That's a very chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush you saw in life. Better I should be at the top of my game even though my adversary will also be strength will be improved. Rather than we should be both schwach. We're both schwach, then I'm afraid I'll stumble. Or we can say, when it says that you meet a guy, it doesn't mean you meet him face to face. It means you meet him. So if you want to say it means next to, behind.
Side by side.
He's walking in front. You're walking in back. Or you're walking in front and he's walking in the back.
Nah.
Then you should go to your left. When you go to your left, now it's your right against his left. Good?
Mm.
That you understand. That's easy to understand. If we're traveling Pargaba, we're going together because of humility, just to humble himself. So if we're going in the same direction, the guy's closing in on me, so what should I do? I should go into the fast lane. You probably always go in the fast lane. Right?
I walk next to you on the street. I'm walking.
You're going, you're driving, the guy is tailgating you. So what do you do? You're going to the right side. You're going to the fast lane. Why are you going to the fast lane? So now your right side should be opposite his left side. That's the weaker side.
That's if you're in front of him.
Or the other way. Let's say, no, they're not getting you in front of him. Or the other way around. Let's say you're following the guy. Okay, same exact thing. I should go to my left. That way, my right will be connected to his left. That's if you want to go learn, you're going in the same direction, either like this, or you're going like this.
Yeah.
But let's say you're coming face to face, then the Sfar is also the Zalmuzach. Rashi does not tell us that's not the case. Rashi says there's an advantage. If you go to your left, then your right hand is available to give
that's
him a
it,
zetz.
That's it, we're doing this in half an hour already.
Vait, the Gemara over here says. So therefore it's going to be down for the right side. Therefore, when he attacked him, now we understand why the guy when the guy is attacked either way,
right.
He was only attacked on the right.
Answer number next answer. The Gemara says another pshat. He says no. Rav Shmuel bar Acha Kamed Rav Papa Amar Shmuel Rav Bar Dvar Umar Ketam Chacham Demoy. He appeared to make a Ketam Chacham to Amar Mar Amalch Limin Rabbi Harei Zebur. So therefore, he's always Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham. They're walking together. Let's say they're walking together. So where do you go? You're supposed to go to the left side of the Talmud Chacham. If you go to the right side of the Talmud Chacham, that's called a boor. And therefore, Zel Bazach. If you're now on the left side, and he's going to stick out his hand to hurt you. He's going to stick out your hand on your right.
I got it.
Next answer. V'rabanan me'achoyrei osa v'nashe b'tarvayu. What did Rabbanon? How do you learn that? But how can they disagree? They'll yichayv on the git on the right and the left. Because they learned that the Tsar Shel Esav was in hot pursuit, straight behind him. Yaakov was walking, minding his own business.
Yeah.
And the Tsar was going right behind him.
Yeah.
And chased after him and grabbed him by both of them. The right and the left. Vaita. V'rabbanon hai behe'ofko imoy my dorish. According to the first Mandem, there was a wrestling match. And the wrestling means you wrap your hand around the person, you wrap around their back. They were fighting, and the dust of their feet reached at Kisya Kavoid.
What is the relevance of that? What is the point of that dust? What was the
kashivas
of that dust that it should reach the Kisya Kavoid?
So this is a very big drush. This is a lot of drush. The drush is that what happens in this world, even the insignificant things that a person does in this world, has major ramifications in the ultimate heavens. You think when you go home, when you go on the internet, no one's watching? Every time you have a nesayin, and you're only a nesayin, you realize, b'ne even dust, things which are so insignificant, your actions. No, you don't want to do this. Taking out a smartphone during the shir is mamish like Michal Shabbos. It's mamish chil Shabbos. Take out a shir, throw it in my face. It's not over. It ain't over until I close the door. It ain't over. You're not allowed to do that. You're not taking out a smartphone during the shir. It's chil Shabbos.
Sneezing attacks. Once I start sneezing,
must be me. You're allergic times. To me. Yeah. You're allergic to me. It's a good thing he's not allergic to me. He's stuck with me.